Hello.
Hello, Sitan.
How are you?
I'm very well, dear. This is our last trip this time.
You're going home tonight?
Yes, I'm going home tonight.
I was telling the little boy that I was with you yesterday.
Yes, darling.
When you go to Gerard's course, huh?
I told them, and I gave them greetings from you.
You did? Good.
And they said, both of them, please give our greetings to your wife. I said,
They are very nice people.
Oh, very nice
people. I love the house.
Yes, it is a very...
beautiful house.
Yeah, old world home.
Very nice.
Yes.
I like the atmosphere, you know.
Yes, that's right.
The animals, you know, the dogs.
Yes.
One of them is, I'm sure, psychic. At least, I don't know, but it sees.
Which one?
It's so me, you know.
Ah.
It is very sensitive.
Uh-huh.
I think animals do, you know.
Oh, yes.
I think they see more than human beings.
Yes.
You were having trouble with your recording machine.
Yes, darling.
There seemed to be a lot of excitement.
Yes.
And you were playing around with it.
Yes.
It is working now, huh?
Yes, it's working all right. Thank you.
It had to change the tape recorder.
Have to change it?
Yes.
What was a faulty one?
Yes, very fortunate.
What beautiful roses.
Ah, darling, I can
you went it. To get them for me especially
yes,
today?
Yes, I
that
want to
big shop. That big shop.
Yes, that's right, darling.
That you go to?
Yes.
Is it a store?
No, it's entirely flowers. They sell nothing else but flowers.
I see you walk by a big, very big store.
Yeah.
And there were flowers.
Yes, that's right.
But you go to the little corner shop
yes,
for the flowers.
Right. Yes.
That is where I see you.
They have fresh red ones. The red ones are very scarce.
They come from France?
I don't know, but they're not from England.
I think they are foreign.
Yes.
They don't come...
Yeah.
I think they come from France.
Yes.
Oh, it is wonderful to talk with you again.
Ah, darling.
It means so much to me.
Yes.
I look forward to it so much.
And to me.
You hear me all right?
Yes, very well, darling. Absolute perfect.
And what?
Actually, you have no idea what it means to me. I feel like a different person when I come to Leslie.
Well, I don't know how to put it into words, what it has meant to me.
Yes.
It has made such a difference.
Yes, darling.
You know, when I first come here,
yes.
I was so concerned for you.
Yes.
I did not know how to make you understand. I was very unhappy for you.
Yes.
Now it is so different because you have this different understanding about us.
Yes.
We are able to communicate occasionally.
Yes.
And of course at home you've become much more aware, you know.
That's right.
I'd like you to continue with the tape.
Yes, darling, I will.
I think we have still, you know, possible chance to get through. Huh?
Yes, that's right, darling.
How nice it looks at home, I mean.
Yes,
you keep the place very nice.
Yes, darling, I love to. I love to feel as if just you were doing it.
You ever think about the villa?
Yes. But I don't like to go there.
No.
Because it brought us so much bad luck.
Well, I don't think it was the villa that bring us bad luck. I don't think one should blame the villa.
I always think the houses are lucky or unlucky.
Well, maybe. I think a lot depends upon the conditions and the people who have lived in it.
But of course that was a new one, not me.
Well, that is it, you see. I mean... There was no reason to dislike it.
But
I think
it was surrounded by woods and forests.
I know. Well?
Now where I live, it is open as if it was in...
You prefer it in the open?
Yes, I see the whole city before me.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you don't feel shut up like in a forest.
No, but I liked the villa.
Yes.
I think about it sometimes.
Yes.
I think of our happy times.
Yes, I have been.
And we have many happy times.
Darling.
I think it is sad for you because
of
what happened to me.
Yes, I have been there once or twice. But
it is very changed inside.
Yes, it's the doctor family.
I know. There is a little boy I have seen.
Yes, there are three boys.
One little boy I saw playing outside.
Yes.
Must be their son.
Yes.
But there you are. That is all in the past.
Yes. That's...
It is not the past that matters so much
the
as the future.
Yes.
It is to the future that we must look.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I know.
How well you look, you know. Every time I see you,
yes,
I don't know. I think to myself, he's going to stay there for years and years.
You make me, darling.
I know. Isn't it funny? We think about us being together so much and we talk about it.
Yes.
And yet all the time, you are keeping fit and well and I look after you as best I can, you know.
Yes, I know.
But I would, you know, it is good to be well.
And even the people, when I go back to work, they say, oh, you look as if you have left off a few years.
Well, they don't know. Perhaps they do come and talk to me, huh?
Yes. Not all of them, but some of them.
Some of them do?
Yes, some of them.
I think, you know, those who understand a little,
yes,
it must make them think.
Yes, of course.
You know, because they say, here is a man who is well.
Yes.
You know, looks so well and fit and,
yes,
and everything. And when you consider what you were like a year or two ago,
yes,
when you were so depressed and sad,
yes,
and
right, yes,
they must see the change in you.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I wish you could remember more about your visits here.
Ah, darling, that is my burning desire.
The different views,
yes,
you know, the different,
yes,
places.
Yes.
And the people that you have met with me here.
Yes.
And we go together for walks,
mm-hmm,
in the beautiful country.
Yes.
And did I tell you that there are forests here,
yes,
of what you would call, well, like a forest, but...
Yes.
Of flowers.
Yes. I'd like you to tell me about what we do when I come over, darling.
Well, sometimes you come with me to various places where,
yes,
vast numbers of people gather.
Uh-huh.
And we listen to wonderful music.
Yes.
And also to people,
yes,
who are much more advanced.
Yes.
Who come to discuss and talk with us,
yes,
about various things,
yes,
concerning their life on the other side, you know.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know, words are so inadequate. There are beautiful lakes and forests,
uh-huh,
and we love the countryside, of course.
Yes, sir.
But we have a very pretty little house.
Ah, I often dream of that house.
One day when you come here for good,
yes,
you will remember it all.
Yes.
It is very beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It is white.
Right.
And gleaming in the light.
Huh?
Beautiful.
Green?
Gleaming.
Uh-huh.
How do you say gleaming?
Yes.
You know, when this light is,
yes,
on the walls, which are white,
yes,
it looks very beautiful.
Yes.
And there are many things in it that we would like, that you,
yes,
would like, you know, that certain replica of things we have,
yes,
had.
Do you have anything like furniture in the house?
Oh, there are chairs.
And chairs.
Couch.
And bed.
It is like an earthly home.
Yes.
But, how do I say? You know, everything, we can have replica.
Yes.
We can have copy,
yes,
of things, you know.
But there's no kitchen.
Oh, that isn't necessary.
No, not necessary.
We don't have to eat.
No.
We don't feel the need for food. When you first come here, perhaps.
Yeah, I know.
But realizing this later, it is not necessary.
Yes. No need to wash.
No.
No. And do you go about in bare feet or do you have shoes on?
We have what you would call, well, sometimes in bare feet, but we have what you would call a replica of sandals.
Sandals,
you know?
Yes, I know.
And mostly I wear,
yes,
what you would call like a sari.
Sari,
you know?
Yes. You look lovely.
You have still got one of my,
yes,
saris.
I have.
At,
yes,
home.
Yes, you have got lovely. And I've got those photos. I feel like enlarging some of them.
Why don't you?
Huh? Yes, I will, darling. But I must find the right person for it.
But, well, I suppose they can enlarge it for you.
You look really like a, you know, star in a sari.
Like a what?
Like a star.
Oh. Oh, it is very... I think back to those days, you know.
Yes.
But in India we have the sari.
Oh, yes. Yes.
There were two saris.
Yes. And they were in gold thread.
I know, they are very beautiful.
Yeah, very, very precious. But they were a little heavy, because I remember you used to say that there is the tendency to slip around your waist when you tucked it in. I remember that, and you were always afraid of it slipping.
Do you remember a silver belt?
Silver belt?
A belt,
yes,
you know,
yes, yes.
Of silver.
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Yes, darling.
Have you still got it?
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
I used to wear it with different dresses.
Yes.
It always looked very nice with
yes.
certain colors, you
yes.
know.
That's right. Silver was always good with you.
Do what?
Silver was always very nice for you.
I know. It yes. was good. I liked it very much. More than gold, I
yes.
think.
Silver and pearls.
Ah. Mm. You still have the pearls?
Yes, I have.
Goodness me.
I have.
Everything you keep.
They're enough part of it.
My shoes?
They're not part of it.
I don't know. I suppose it is understandable.
But
we won't talk about giving things away.
No.
Because I know you will not do it.
No. Because everything has got your stamp on. It is so lovely to feel these things around me. And they add to my strength.
They do what?
They add to my strength.
Oh, I see. Yes. I don't think I always hear exactly every word, you know.
Yes.
I have to concentrate. You know, I suppose it is not easy for people to understand it, but of course I have become accustomed to now to
yes.
speak.
But tell me, how do you...
It is not easy.
How do you hear me?
I am conscious of your thoughts.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I do hear sound at times. You know, for instance, when I am concentrating to communicate with you, I suppose it is I am much more material, or I am nearer the earth, naturally, and I am conscious of your
yes.
sending out thoughts and the vibration of your voice.
Yes.
But I think I must quite often receive your thoughts before I hear the sound.
Yes.
You know, it is so strange. I don't think there is any way in which one can describe things properly.
Uh-huh.
I get very is that the word, frustrated?
Yeah, frustrated.
Frustrated?
Yes.
I sometimes feel, when it is all over, you know. Mm. I think, I did not say this, and I should have said that, you know. And I feel so helpless sometimes.
Yes.
I want to say so much, and then I get excited. Or something, you know, it makes it difficult.
Yes.
I suppose it is the miracle that we can communicate at all.
Absolutely.
This is a miracle, I think. Whereas so many people, they have no knowledge, no experience, they just don't realize it is
possible.
But of course,
you see, it also requires a live link in the other world for people to be able to talk, like we do.
Of course.
You see.
You see here, we are in a world which is as real to us as your world is to you.
Okay.
It is just as solid to
yes.
us. Everything is real.
Yes.
People perhaps sometimes think that this is a mental, in a way it is, but it is material in as much as everything is real to us, solid.
Yes.
We have houses, we have chairs. We have places that, like a divan
yes.
where one can lay and relax.
Yes,
and yet we don't sleep quite
yes.
in the sense that you do.
Yes.
It's as if we can close our eyes
yes.
and we can be transported.
Mm.
I know when I want to come to you, I just relax and I think of you.
Yes.
And I suppose in no time,
yes.
I am with you.
Yes,
I mean, I'm constantly around you.
Yes.
And there are times when I cannot or will not be present, but many times when you have sent out your thoughts to me, I am conscious of your thoughts.
I always feel you are with me in the evenings when I come.
Well, that is the best time, I think.
I always feel it.
When you are free of your work, when you are relaxed,
and
then I can reach you
and
be with you, you know?
Yes, and then I sometimes speak to you. But now we can be to ourselves.
Oh, we are very fortunate.
Yes, darling.
The children are very close today, sending all their love to you.
Yes.
We should be like one big happy family when you come here.
Ah, it will be lovely. You say Sibylla is growing like me.
But do you realize how old I would be if I had stayed on your side?
Yes.
I would now be getting an old lady.
Over 60.
I know. Can you imagine it?
Yes.
You only remember me as I was, which is good, and that is as I am now.
You'd be 62.
But I would have been getting on for 63 or 4 now.
You never look your age. No, you never look your age.
I am pleased in a way that I came first.
But not so much ahead of me.
No, but I often think what would have happened if you had come here before me.
That's right.
I don't think I would have managed
to come through.
I don't know.
Well, you know, Sir Oliver Lodge was a very, very fine example. He knew nothing about spiritualism, and his son went before him. And this son was so determined to put in his consciousness that he was alive, that he gave such proofs that he had to
accept
it.
He wrote
a long book, which is a classic in spiritualism, called Raymond. This is the name of the son, you see. And he was a mastermind, he was my principal at college when I was a student.
You remember him when he was alive?
Yes, I remember him because he was a scientist, darling. He was so astounded with the evidence that the son gave him that he had to admit it. And he told the world.
Well, that is wonderful.
Yes. And many people thought that he was growing old and funny in the head, you see.
Well, they often think old men do. I don't know if you are going over the bend, is that what you call it?
Yes, that's right.
I don't think so.
No.
I think you are much more intelligent than many people.
No, but even people who know me, they say that he must have very good grounds for...
You have a cold?
No, I'm sorry, I think I got a wee bit.
He does not keep warm.
Yes. She says you do not keep warm.
I don't think he keeps warm. In the bad weather, he should be warm.
Because the weather is very changeable here. The nights are cold and the days are warm. And of course, some people think the summer is here.
I wonder how he would like to live in Sweden. I don't think he would like our winters.
No, he wouldn't.
I don't think he would appreciate it.
But mind you, the house is in Sweden, are very comfortable.
The what?
The houses in Sweden are very comfortable.
Oh, yes, I know. But, I think people in England, they worry, how you say, they grumble about the weather. But they should have Swedish winters, long winters.
Because very often, when I come in the in Sweden, I feel it is like heaven. It's so comfortable.
In Sweden?
Yeah. It's lovely.
You mean the home?
Oh, yes.
And I think we... Well, of course, I think we do.
Yes.
And we have good heating, you know.
Yes, very good heating.
And because we know our winters are often very bad.
Very bad. And the wind. Oh.
The wind.
Sometimes when the wind is blowing, you feel twice as cold as it is really. But, of course, you're the boys on the sea, you see, so they get this wind sometimes. But when the weather is nice, it is really compensating for it. At present, it's very nice weather in Sweden, too. What is my Peter doing, darling?
You mean now?
Uh-huh.
He is here.
Yes.
Beside me.
Yes.
But today, you know, the children are wonderful. They are so anxious that we should have long conversation if possible, you know.
Yes.
They are very good.
Yes.
You know, he is a remarkable young boy.
Yes.
He's very artistic and very musical.
Uh-huh.
And also he does a lot of work helping people who are beginning to start a new life here,
yes,
especially with young people.
Yes.
They are both very anxious to be of service. And
does he do any sketching or painting?
Oh, yes, and they're very talented children, you know. Well, look at their papa.
Yes. And
you hear what I say, Dada?
What is?
Never mind.
No,
I was just saying, look at that Dada.
Uh-huh.
They could not be anything else but very intelligent with you as their papa.
Yes. And Sybil, does she do any drawing, sketching?
Yes, they are both very artistic children.
Yes.
I don't know where they get it from.
You are not artistic.
Don't you think so?
No, but I mean, you didn't paint.
No, but you know, it is a strange thing about hereditary.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Often you will get people who in themselves are not creative.
But
and yet they have a very strong desire to be creative.
Yes.
And it comes out in the children.
Yes, that's right.
You know?
Yes.
What were you saying?
I say I was artistic when I was young.
I know.
Yes.
And yet you don't do nothing now, as well as you do the arts.
Yes.
I think you could be much, you know, but if you would
you
have
can't
to,
do everything
no.
in
any darling. In any case, no. What does it matter?
And
I wait until you join me.
Yes. Because after all, time is so limited. And the older I get, the less time I feel I have.
And the days go very quickly.
Oh, I sometimes say, where does the days pass?
When you get home, you just, you know.
Hour is like minutes. And I constantly look at the clock.
I just want you always to realize how near I am to you.
Yes, darling, I do.
I'm sure you do. I know you do. Because I know by your thoughts
yes,
and things that you say, you know?
Yes.
I only wish that I could get something better through at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the recording machine or something.
Yes, darling. But when I do the experiment, try to be near the microphone, darling.
But what is this new thing that you have got that will make the sound better?
Yes, well, I will try, darling.
That might be helpful.
Yes, because you see,
did you talk to Mr. Peter about it?
Yes, I talked to
what
him.
What do they
and
think?
And of course, he said, it's quite an idea. Sometimes these flashes of things that come into your mind may be very practical. But they need experimenting. You see, this amplifier I've got is something that increases the volume of the sound.
This is it, you know?
You see? Now, I know that when you try to contact me, you do speak, but the sound is not loud enough to be recorded.
No.
Now, this one will amplify the sound, and perhaps it can get in.
I hope so.
Yes.
Well, let us hope so.
Yes.
I look forward so much to these
But it will be wonderful if that is accomplished someday.
If it is accomplished. But you know, I have heard from various people that they are convinced, you know, eventually there will be a new method of communication, you know, where they will be able to converse, is that it?
Yes.
Communicate without a medium, scientific something. I don't know. There are certain people here who are interested, who are working in Russia.
Uh-huh.
There are
people
in Russia who are delving into the mind and delving into this sort of thing.
Do you know, darling, I bought a book this time.
A book?
About discoveries in Russia
Really?
Yes.
Well, I have heard this, you know,
uh-huh.
that they are conducting experiments, you uh-huh. know, and it is possible that they will be able uh-huh. to make contact with us, you know,
uh-huh.
by using some instrument,
uh-huh.
a very highly sensitive
instrument.
Yeah. On a very different level of vibration, or I don't understand it, but
no.
this is what they tell me, I yeah. hear.
Uh-huh.
So you will have to go and live in Russia.
Yes, well, I wouldn't.
Uh-huh. No, I'm pulling the leg, huh?
No,
but it may become universal.
Yes.
I mean, if it is discovered.
But you see, the trouble is Russia does not make public.
No?
You see, they keep everything suppressed, you see. I don't know what for. I was very surprised when I saw, and this is a big book, about 500 pages.
You have bought it?
Yes, I bought it, and I have already told them to send it by post, you see. And
they are sending it?
Yes, by post.
But why did not you take it home with your luggage?
No, darling, there are several other books with it, so it would be quite a weight.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
But I thought it would be easier for you.
No, So, I'm looking forward to delving in that book. Because, you know, Sir Oliver Lodge, in one of his communications through Leslie, he also mentioned that discoveries will take place in Russia, which will enable us to communicate with the material world through an instrument. And that was some years ago, mind you. And you're telling me the same thing.
Well, you know, it evidently has been going on for a very long time, huh?
Yeah.
And they are now beginning to have some success, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing has been published about it.
No.
Evidently, they are also having a lot of experience with the aura.
Uh-huh.
You know what the aura is?
Yes, right, yes.
I see. You know, that is another interesting thing.
Yes.
I see your aura every time I come to you.
Do you?
And I can tell exactly your mood or your
feel
and health, everything.
But
the aura is a very real thing, you know.
Yes. In Russia, they have even taken photographs of the aura.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there is definitely a lot going on there.
Yes. But I have not read anything about this communication research in Russia.
Well, I suppose, I don't know, perhaps...
Have you come across that great mind, Marconi, who...
Oh, I know who you mean.
Italian.
I know, yes, but of course a lot of these scientifically-minded people get together on this side.
You see, Marconi and Edison, Thomas Edison,
uh-huh.
and... There was a Belgian man called Maeterlinck.
Uh-huh. I know there is someone called Graham Bell.
I think that's his name. That's right.
I have seen him here at times.
Uh-huh.
You know, evidently he takes a great interest in this sort of thing.
You see...
But then a lot of them do, you know.
Uh-huh.
They are very anxious to find a method of communication between our world and yours, you know.
You know, you told me some years back about a certain wavelength, 707. You see?
Uh-huh.
Now, this psychophone can be used both with the radio and with a tape recorder. Now, when you have it on the radio, you can't record it, but you can carry on a conversation like I'm doing with you.
So?
Yes. But you see... one must get a clear atmosphere without interference to be able to do it on the radio.
Well, I don't know, understand it.
Yes.
But I'm very interested because I hear so much about it all.
Uh-huh.
And I hope one day it will become practical.
Yes.
But whether it will be when you are still on Earth, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
When you are here, well, it won't make much difference, would it, to me and you?
Uh-huh.
But it will be wonderful for people.
You can help me with your thoughts.
Well, I do that.
Yeah, you can help me with your thoughts.
I do.
And...
Oh, I wish you were not going away so soon, but I'm afraid you have to go. Yeah. Well, are you coming when?
I will come in the month of July.
I shall look forward to it. You have to book up well ahead, huh?
Yes, it's a month of anniversary.
You come on your own or with other people?
I don't know that.
This time there were so many people from Sweden.
Darling, the plane was full of them.
Well.
But the children want to come earlier than...
The children send their love and blessings.
Ah, darling.
I have to go.
Give them
but we shall come together again very soon. I shall come home with you on the plane.
Thank you, darling.
And don't worry.
Okay, darling.
Bless you, darling, Dada.
Yes, thank you. Give my love to Vilanti.
I won't say goodbye. I say au revoir.
No.
I think it is much nicer.
God bless you, Sita.
God bless, darling.
Thank you.
She's a very wonderful communicator.
Yes.
I think. Anyway, now you look after yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
And look forward to seeing you in the summer.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
And thank you.
Bye-bye, Nicky. She's very good, isn't she?
So wonderful.